The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Good morning. Welcome to your Friday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Joe Sebilia, with news guy Al Gattulo, and traffic with Debbie Duhame. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
We are the flagship station for all of Salem media and proud to be, and streaming around the country and around the world on AM970TheAnswer.com. And I love you for joining us always every single morning. That's why we try to bring the best, the brightest, and the folks that really will bring solace to this crazy world. And General Jack Keane is one of those gentlemen, served this country in a stellar, stellar way. Retired four-star general, chairman of the Institute for the Study of War, Fox News senior strategic analyst. General, thank you so much for joining us, sir. It's a privilege always to have you with us.
Be here, Joe. Always look forward to it. Talk to you and your audience.
Well, General Jack, we appreciate our chats more than we could tell you, because I see on TV, man, sir, if I may, you're so fired up because of the balloons coming in. Our borders are open. We don't know what they are. Unidentified flying objects. And it seems like nobody's in charge. Can we walk through what exactly these flying, that we knew one was a Chinese spy balloon, the one they shot down off of South Carolina, sir. Then all of a sudden, these octagon-shaped things start floating around our airspace. Is there an explanation here, General? And I see you fired up about it. And is there any excuse that this should be happening in this day and age, sir?
Explanations, and certainly the president didn't help us too much yesterday with the explanation. I would have wanted him to tell us the spy balloon. We knew its mission was surveillance, but he didn't give us any indication on how successful that mission was, nor did he indicate unequivocally that he would shoot it down the next time prior to it entering the United States, not after it completes his mission. And as to the three other objects, I think, you know, what has happened is we changed our radar parameters as a result of the Chinese spy balloon. And we picked up these other balloons that have always been there. On average, what we are detecting is that there's somewhere in the neighborhood of a little bit less than 100 balloons in and around the United States on a given day. And most of them are all, none of them are particularly threatening. They're corporate balloons, they're weather balloons, they're research balloons, et cetera. So based on changing the radar parameters, we began to see them. And certainly, I think the Biden administration got so severe criticism, Joe, for not shooting down the spy balloon immediately before it entered U.S. airspace, and particularly when it was over an ICBM field in Montana. It was so obvious it was collecting information. Ugh. That when they saw these other balloons, you know, based on the radar changes, even though it didn't look like a spy balloon, I think we overreacted then. And we shot these three balloons down saying, well, they were a threat to commercial aviation. Well, look it. The FAA is very used to clearing airspace so it doesn't interfere with commercial flights. And if we know now that we have around 100 of these balloons every single day somewhere around the United States, obviously the FAA is doing something to make certain they're not interfering. So I think it was likely unnecessary to shoot them down. Mm-hmm. We haven't recovered them, so we can't say unequivocally, well, this one was a weather balloon, this was a research balloon, et cetera. But I don't think there's much concern there whatsoever, and I think it's unlikely, Joe, that we're going to continue to shoot these corporate research balloons down because they don't pose any threat to us, and I think the FAA can handle it. They're also going to propose some new rules with the FAA and the sponsor of these balloons so that we can regulate them better. And I think that certainly is a good thing. But we really did spin up the American people quite a bit by shooting a balloon down on Friday, Saturday, and Super Bowl Sunday, and then find out, well, this is really a commercial enterprise that's doing this, and it's really not a threat to the United States.
And General Keane, did we? Thank you for that, sir, because it does gives us a bit of solace indeed, because we didn't know if we were being invaded by who, aliens or what, you know. But did NORAD absolutely see the first balloon, the Chinese spy balloon that we know was out of China? I'm hearing now they saw it take off, they knew it was coming over, but they chose not to.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Why didn't they shoot that?
There's no doubt about it. I mean, that balloon left Southeast China, called Hainan Province, on 21 January. We picked it up pretty close to its departure, and it did not reach the United States, Joe, until 28 January. So we had watched it for 7 days. It went near Guam, you know, which is a territory of the United States. Yeah. So all those 7 days, we had visibility of it. And when it approached the Aleutian Islands, we had absolutely the authority to shoot that down. We just chose not to do it and let it go on its way. And it moved over into Canada and then came down from Canada into Idaho and then into Montana. And then it sat over the Intercontinental Ballistic Missile Fields with nuclear weapons there for a couple of days. And listen, Joe, for our audience to understand, the first indication that this balloon was in the United States from the American people's concern was when it was spotted by Montanans, because they could see it, and they called in about it. And then there was a reaction to that. And then finally, there was a public release that there was such a balloon. And as you know, the entire media reacting to that. I mean, people speculate if that wasn't cited by people, would we have ever been told about it? And certainly that's a question that has not been answered. I think the concern we have here is, what is the Biden policy if another spy balloon is going to enter the United States? Will we shoot that down and not permit it to gather intelligence? The president hasn't been particularly clear about that. The second thing, and this is really, the Biden administration found 3 undetected spy balloons that were in the United States after the fact, because they went back and did some looking through our radar reactions, and we found 1 in the year that Biden took office and 3 in the Trump administration. And these were Chinese spy balloons, is what they believe. But we did not detect it. That is what needs to be fixed. And we didn't get complete assurances of that in the president's press conference that that's happening. I'm convinced the military and our intelligence services are going after that to make certain that we detect that. Because if we didn't detect it, as we're admitting, the Chinese know that. The Chinese know that our radars did not pick it up, which means that's a vulnerability for us. So that's got to be fixed. That's job one, as far as I'm concerned.
And you know what, General Keane, I keep thinking about is in Pearl Harbor when the Japanese left the aircraft carriers on that December 7th, 1941, and they came over. And we all know that when the British invented radar, we had the initial radar there. And there was radar on the Hawaiian Islands. And correct me if I'm wrong, sir, but history shows us there was a radar guy read it and he reported it in. And they said, oh, no, it's just a series of a B-52 bombers coming back. And indeed, it was the Japanese. And we could have stopped Pearl Harbor from happening. Have we not come any further than that in reading radar?
No. I mean, our technology is pretty exquisite, and our radar systems are designed to pick up Russian and Chinese bombers coming from those countries, and ICBMs, nuclearized, obviously coming from Russia and China. And we have radar stations around the world doing that, and we have dedicated satellites doing that. But what I've learned as a result of this, you know, four-week saga now almost, is that you have to – those radars are adjusted for what? They're adjusted for the speed and the elevation of an intercontinental ballistic missile and adjusted for the speed and the elevation of a bomber. But they're not adjusted for the speed, the slow speed of a balloon. So we have to make adaptations to it to make certain that we're detecting the whole suite of things that China can or Russia could use. So that is a major lesson learned for us. I think our people who are responsible for this certainly know that, and they're about fixing that. And I'm confident they are. I think we could need better assurances from the president saying that, because my saying that I'm not an authority, and the president saying that and giving the people some assurances that we're not going to have Chinese spy balloons get into the United States undetected again, as four of them did do. The one that we shot down, it was detected almost 7 days prior to getting to this country, which is a good thing. I think it was a policy decision that was wrong, you know, that we didn't shoot it down.
We trust you, General Keane, a lot more than President Biden. I don't mean to be snarky, but you're dealing honestly with us, and we're not feeling that from the White House, sir. Like the four Russian aircraft that have been intercepted near Alaska, what is Russia's aircraft doing near our airspace?
Well, it's routine. So our audience understands, for the last 15 years, Russia runs these bombers and fighters at Alaska more for harassment than anything else. Obviously, they're testing our responses, but they, after all these years, they know what our responses are. They normally do six or seven of these a year. Two back-to-back like this is a little unusual. We'll see if the pattern changes from six to seven to something else. And so our audience understands they are not violating U.S. airspace. They're violating what we declare ourselves is an air defense identification zone that gives our fighters early warning that they're approaching U.S. airspace. But the Russians always back off and never violate U.S. airspace. NORAD, the command that watches this, that also is now watching our balloons, does not believe this is a threat to the United States. It's certainly provocative what they do, but it's not anything that we need to be concerned about. It's well within our military's capability to deal with them, and it's more about harassment than anything else.
Well, General Keane, we appreciate it. And just in closing, if I may, sir, it just we are unsettled as Americans because we see the Chinese spy balloon. And thank you for clearing that up about the Russian aircraft. But we feel no one's in charge, that they're just no one's strong. No one's speaking from a position of strength. And that I feel it feels like China's going to go into Taiwan. There's the unrest in Iran. What is Russia going to do now in the winter months? I know they have a ammunition a supply problem in Ukraine. I mean, how dangerous is this? And is it going? And I fear to. I hate to ask this on a Friday as we start the weekend, General. But is it going to get worse, sir?
Well, the Russians are conducting an offensive right now in Ukraine, and it's going very slow. They're taking casualties. I think what's going to happen is this offensive will not succeed. It'll be similar to what had happened in the eastern portion of the Donbass. This offensive is conducting more in the western portion of it, and they want to be able to secure the remaining 42% of the Donbass region. This is in the southeastern part of Ukraine that they do not control, that the Ukrainians still control. Meanwhile, the Ukrainians intend to conduct a counteroffensive with a significant opportunity to retake territory. They're waiting to get their advanced weapon systems from the United States and Europe. They have to train on some of them. These are systems that they asked for last year. And unfortunately, it's taking far too long for them to get them, which is the criticism we've had of the Biden administration from the beginning. The fact that they get these weapons to the Ukrainians is a good thing. Yeah. The fact that they don't get them there in sufficient time is a bad thing. And when they get them, the Ukrainians will likely, in the May-June time frame, conduct this offensive. And I think they have a huge opportunity here to take back some significant territory, which is something, obviously, we want to see. And the president is off to Poland on the 20th, and he's got to thank the Poles for everything they've done. So our audience understands, the Poles have taken in millions of Ukrainian refugees. They don't put them in empty warehouses or gymnasiums. They're in people's homes, wow. And that is really remarkable. Wow. And the Poles is where all of the supplies and weapons go into Poland, and the United States military handles it, and then we transit it. The Ukrainians pick it up and bring it into their country. And it's also a place where a lot of training takes place. The Poles have been wonderful. I hope the president uses his visit to Poland to slide off over into Kyiv and see President Zelensky and make his first visit to Kyiv. I hope he gets this done.
Wow. General Jack Keane, thank you so much for your generous time this morning. So really appreciate it. Have a great weekend. Please come back soon, anytime and always, General Keane.
Yeah, always look forward to it, Joe. Thank you.
Thank you, General. General Jack Keane, retired four-star general. I'll tell you, we could do an hour with the good general. It's just so you can allay your fears, but don't you wish, I know what you're thinking, that General Keane was in the administration. I'm just saying, you know, we trust General Keane more than we do anybody in Washington these days. Very, very frustrating. So we do appreciate the general's overview. Hey, 821 with Joe on the radio, and Mark Morano's going to join us momentarily. And Susie Cerrone is doing a great job. She's in for Debbie Duhaime, the great Debbie Duhaime, this week, right here on AM 970, The Answer.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer.
Raining now, and it's 56 in the city. What's going on? We have the answer. Checking traffic, alternate side in effect. The accident on the BQE south and at the LIE is gone, but a stall truck on the Deegan northbound at Yankee Stadium. It's in the right lane. Heavy delays from off the Bruckner. Inbound George Lincoln or Holland, take your pick. 5 minutes or less heading into this city. Accident on the Parkway southbound at 150 in Bloomfield in the center lane. Accident in Mahwah, 17 south, but at Central Avenue. Again, you've got the left lane out. No problems on the thruway. Here's the ranch dressing update. Tractor trailer hit the overpass. It was carrying the organic ranch dressing. Hutch North and Mamaroneck Road on the shoulder, but on the grid delays in both directions. Your forecast, on and off rain, windy, with a high of 61 degrees tonight. Clear, cold, remaining windy, 29 in the city. This total traffic and weather report sponsored by Route 22 Toyota, who reminds you if you're tired of dealing with dummies, experience the smart way to buy at Route 22 Toyota.
Hey, thanks, Susie. Can I tell you about Tunnel to Towers? I love telling you about the Tunnel to Towers, the 9/11 Institute from Tunnel to Towers. 9/11 Institute. When Frank Siller told me about it, I went, wow, what is that? He goes, you'll hear about it. And here it is. And let me please enlighten all of us, if I may. It's an entire generation knows little or nothing about the 2,977 people lost on 9/11. People still suffering, by the way, and dying from 9/11-related illnesses. Only two states in our nation mandate K-12 learning. That's why Tunnel to Towers, the 9/11 Institute, is giving educators access to nonfiction 9/11 resources from K-12. Full curriculum units built around first-person accounts and background for teachers, plus that series of books I tell you about. It's a nonfiction Discovering Heroes series of books, Speakers Bureau with access to 9/11 first responders, a mobile high-tech 83-foot tractor trailer that turns into an interactive museum. And then they have the Russell F. Siller Memorial Financial Scholarships being given to children of program recipients who are exemplary high school students preparing for college. To never forget, we must educate future generations. Please donate $11 a month at T2T.org. It's the Tunnel to Towers Foundation at T2T.org. And thank you for helping out. Always, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Susan, I'm sorry I'm late. Traffic is terrible.
It sure is. But on top of that, gas prices have been skyrocketing. I can't believe how expensive gas has gotten recently.
Prices at the pump are up, but I never pay full price for gas anymore. I just use the free Upside app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get real cash back every time I buy gas.
And does that actually add up to anything?
I've made around $200.
Wow, that's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code TRAVEL for an extra 25 cents per gallon cash back on your first fill up. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, to PayPal, or any gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code TRAVEL for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code TRAVEL for 25 cents per gallon cash back on your first fill up.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com.
Joe on the radio telling you about Marsha in Maryland. You know, she was dealing with that leg pain for years, and you know how painful that could be. And she was just feeling it. Then she heard about 100% drug-free Relief Factor on the radio, right, and decided to try it, even though she had doubts about it working out the same way. And great news, it worked. Marsha says she feels like a new person. No problem being outside, you know, walking around with her kids all day. So when I tell you hundreds of thousands of others have tried Relief Factor and about 70% go on to order more, you got to try it. You know you got to try it. If you're in pain and you have these aches and pains, shoulder, neck, elbow, knee, whatever it is, try the 3-week quick start for only $19.95. You can call 800-4-RELIEF, 800, the number 4, the word relief, or go to relieffactor.com, relieffactor.com, and try this 100% drug-free product that will, I think, stop your pain. And I say, I think it works for so many people. Worked for me in 5 days. I hear people, it worked for some people in 2 days, you know. And then 7 days, remember I tell you, some of the gals come over and they tell me, Joe, Relief Factor's great. It works for me. You got to try it. $19.95, you have nothing to lose. 3-week quick start. 800-4-RELIEF or relieffactor.com.
The Relief Factor Pain-Free Studio. Say goodbye to pain and hello to relief with Relief Factor today.
The Eric Metaxas Show, tonight at 11 on AM 970. The Answer.
Joe on the radio, Mark Morano is a friend of the program from Climate Depot. Just a great guy, speaking the truth. He has the guts to speak the truth and kind enough to join us this morning. Mark, welcome back to the show, my friend. Great to have you with us, and thanks for taking the time always.
Hey, thank you, Joe. Happy to be here today.
I want to talk about New York lawmakers, but can I start here, Mark? Because we have to keep talking about it because you keep saying one thing over and over again on the radio. People will hopefully sometimes listen. There's whales washing up on what we consider one of our great treasures in the great state of New Jersey, not to mention the beautiful shores of Long Island. Whales are watching ever since they started digging up for the windmills that you and I talk about. Correct me if I'm wrong. I'm a New Jersey taxpaying citizen. Mark, no one told me they were going to put the windmills off there. How did they slip that in, and why didn't the people get a chance to vote on it? Because everybody I know is against this, and now whales are dying? What happened to save the whales? What is going on?
Yeah, as I said, what happened to the 1980s Volvo driving save the whale liberals? Because what they've done here, they're
Volvo
not even
driving.
The activists aren't even interested in an environmental review. Now think about it. We have case after case after case going back 40 years of fossil fuel development, of dam development, of any kind of development projects, commercial development being halted because of fruit flies, because of snails, because of insects, because of some endangered species. I did a story in the 90s on a lanthanide mine, rare earth mining in the United States that was shut down because of the alleged endangered tortoise that was harmed. They had 29 federal, state, local agencies converge on this mine. Employees had to go through, and I'm not making this up, tortoise sensitivity training for the harm that their work had done potentially on these turtles. So you fast forward, and it's like, why does no one care about the whales? And the reason is simple, because the whales the harm to the whales is coming from the wind exploration and wind power, and that is a politically and ideologically protected energy source. Same with solar. It's untouchable. The media is not, the corporate media is not going to touch it. The politicians aren't going to touch it, and the environmental groups aren't going to touch it because this is their favored resolution. This would be like a civil war. They won't touch it, and that's why this is just being able to float by. We have former Greenpeace co-founder Dr. Patrick Moore now says the environmentalists are betraying their history by siding with these wind turbines over whales. 400% increase in whale deaths over the past 6 years is what they're estimating here on the East Coast. Trillions of dollars wasted on energy that's not going to do bupkis, and it's going to look ugly as hell.
This is so scary. And how do you explain the insanity of the I want to use the word woke. I want to use the word extreme left. But these people, it's like a mental illness because you can't explain it to us. These are you're so funny. We say Volvo. Right. I actually had a Volvo, but I understand because every Volvo the driver seemed to have a bumper sticker, save our whales. And it's very sensitive to us in New Jersey because we remember when there were hypodermic needles on the shores. Now they're going ahead. No one asked us. We didn't vote. Didn't it have to go through the New Jersey, for example, legislature or the New York, the Assembly and the Senate in New York?
Well, what they've done... You know, I don't know. I'd have to go back. You know, look at your state and look at that particular.
Yeah.
What they've done with a lot of these, and what they're doing now with, say, the high yield agriculture. You have virtue signaling politicians who sign declarations, and in the case of countries, they'll go to UN summits and G10 conferences, and they make these pledges. And then the court system, like in the case of Europe, the courts get involved and try to enforce these pledges. But in the case of green energy, I don't know exactly what New Jersey and New York may have passed years ago to bring these windmills. But here's the thing. People were conned. They were told these were going to be free, cheap, available energy, and fossil fuels wouldn't be necessary, and everyone's going to be happy, and there'd be no negative consequence. All of those were lies, complete lies. And we still have morons around, including CNN anchor, one of the CNN anchors who actually believes that driving a electric car is good for the environment. I mean, these are morons. They have all you got to do is scratch the surface.
That's right.
They're talking about a massive increase in mining reliance. On China, worst environmental record, worst human rights record. Our solar panels, 80-90% coming from China. The windmills, there's a whole recycling problem. They use diesel fuel. You're going to have oil to run them. They're going to have problems with recycling. They don't produce anywhere near the energy of fossil fuels. Nothing makes sense. Nothing. It's just all an ideology they're imposing, and they're trying to create a utopian vision, and that's what they're doing. And yet, in order to make a utopian omelet, you got to break a lot of eggs, and in this case, you got to kill a lot of whales.
And the Great Reset, your book here, I mean – is it all that? Is it all about that, Mark Morano? Just globalization?
The Great Reset. The Great Reset really is what we were going to talk about today. Is this what's happening in New York too?
Yes.
It's bypassing of democracy. The Great Reset is being so enamored with the COVID lockdowns. The idea is any governor, mayor, president could just prime minister could declare businesses closed, church closed. Hey, we don't need it. Stay at home orders. We don't need no stinking democracy, no legislature, no parliament, no Congress, no state house. That's really what the Great Reset at its heart is about. It's about imposing one party Chinese authoritarian rule on the once free West. And by the way, that's exactly what's happening in New York State right now.
Yeah.
A bill making it through the Senate wants to literally make it so that the state power, the state run power authority will have the ability to mandate fossil fuel shutdowns. This is the legislator handing the keys over to the power company and saying, do what you want. And it's not really it's a private government partnership, but it's unelected, unaccountable in that sense. So they're turning over the most consequential decision for New Yorkers to a company that's going to be run by people who are probably woke. And by the way, according to the CNN anchor Soledad O'Brien, if you use that word woke, Joe, that's equivalent to using the N-word now. That's considered a racist slur. I just had to throw that in. You use the word woke. They're trying to stop anyone from using that word.
It's so funny. We were talking to the our friend James Rosen, White House correspondent, you know, and he said the same thing. He actually asked the question, is the president woke? They went nuts. They went nuts. Like, it was something bad. Come on. And what about that, too, Mark? Thank you for your time, man. I tell you, because you're making all the sense in the world. But what's happening with this toxic chemical spill in Ohio, and where are the environmentalists now? Where were they? Matter of fact, again, when that story broke, it didn't just break. Oh my gosh, look what happened. They would have buried that too. Why? What is the double standard? Why? Where the environmentalists should be incensed about this situation, and they're letting it go.
Well, a couple things. This is, first of all, on one level, the base level, this is politics. You know, if Donald Trump were president, if George W. Bush were president, this would be leading NBC News. This would be headline news. There would have been, you know, the Bush administration would have declared Trump would have had to declare a FEMA emergency. Yeah, but because it's Biden, hey, who cares? Also, because this is a rural white area, you can't underestimate that. This is a poor area. This is not, you know, if this were downtown Detroit, New York City, an area where equity would apply, or, you know, a white wealthy West End. If this were Beverly Hills, believe me, you would have, this would be all over the place. So these are the marginal people no one cares about. And the other thing that's most significant about this is they're failing at the most basic level. And we've warned, in my first book, I warned about this, Politically Incorrect Guide to Climate Change, the absolute hijacking of the environmental movement by climate obsession has literally made all other environmental issues fall to the wayside. In other words, EPA actually has, as part of its jurisdiction, toxic waste cleanup. It's got to do containment. It's got all these series of things. But because of the obsession with climate, it doesn't raise on the radar. Hey, this isn't a climate issue. Well, the hell with that. We have to deal with equity and climate, and that's what they're focused on. So this just no longer falls in. And I have multiple scientists quoted in the book and energy experts all talking about how real environmental issues have fallen to the wayside from government management because of this obsession and hijacking of the climate movement.
Mark, thank you so much, man. You make us feel like we're sane because we see it all. We see right through it, and you back it up with facts. ClimateDepot.com. Check out The Great Reset from Mark Morano. Mark, talk soon. Have a great weekend. Thank you for taking the time with us, my friend.
Thanks a lot, Joe. Appreciate it.
Thank you, sir. Mark Morano, former senior staff member of the Senate Environment and Public Works Committee, publisher of ClimateDepot.com. You got to check that out. And then we just retweeted a copy of the book, The Great Reset. Incredible. Hey, Hillary Kramer's coming up next with stock tips. She does have stock tips, despite the, you know, the bad day yesterday, bad year last year. You stay with it. Hillary will give you all the information as an equity analyst and investment manager. Hillary Kramer coming up. Greg Jarrett in the 9 o'clock hour. Mark Morgan as well. And you always at 877-970-2999. Hey, it's Friday. It's February 17th. And Big Al is in the newsroom at 837 on AM 970. The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970. The Answer.
57 and raining at 837. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. Chick-fil-A opening a spot for Manhattan delivery workers to take a breather. The popular fast food chain has opened the break room on the Upper East Side. It's a free space where delivery workers can come relax, hydrate, use facilities, charge phones, and store bikes. Hours are 11 a.m. until 7 p.m. Monday through Saturdays in the space, which is located on 3rd Avenue and 83rd Street. Guests need to show proof of a recent delivery via an app to enter. Household debt is at a record high. New data released Thursday by the Federal Reserve Bank of New York shows household debt in the United States hit a record $16.9 trillion during the fourth quarter. It also shows Americans' credit card balances are at record levels and rose over 6% during the quarter to $986 billion. There's been a rise in delinquencies as well, as more Americans are having trouble meeting their payment obligations. In sports, Devils lost to the Blues 4-2 in St. Louis. Carlos Beltran officially back with the Mets. On Thursday, the team announced in Port St. Lucie that Beltran has joined the team as a special assistant to general manager Billy Epler. And longtime baseball analyst, as well as former baseball player for both the Phillies and Cardinals, Tim McCarver passed away at the age of 81. And this sports report brought to you by Relief Factor. Get pain-free today. Stuck in traffic? Susie Cerone's got the answer.
raining and it's 55 in the city. What's going on? We have the answer. Starting in the Bronx, a stall truck on the Deegan Northbound at Yankee Stadium. It's in the right lane. You're backed up from the Bruckner. It's a 30-minute travel time getting through that. LIE westbound jam-packed from the Van Wyck to Woodhaven Boulevard. Delays on the Van Wyck northbound to Atlantic Avenue. Not too bad at all at the George Lincoln or Holland heading into the city. 5 minutes apiece. Better news in Jersey. Crash on the Parkway south, but at 150 in Bloomfield is gone. And in Mahwah, crash on 17 south, but at Central Avenue, that's been cleared as well. No problems on the thruway. Hutch delays north and south, but Mamaroneck Road, another bridge hit on the shoulder. Checking your forecast for today, on and off rain, breezy. Winds up to 25 miles an hour, so a high of 61 won't feel like 61. Tonight, clear, cold, windy, down to 29 in the city. Saturday, sunny and 46. Now you know how not to go. I'm Susie Cerrone on AM 970, The Answer.
This total traffic and weather report is sponsored by Route 22 Toyota, who reminds you that if you're tired of dealing with dummies, experience the smart way to buy at Route 22 Toyota.
Sponsored by Navage. With each breath, allergens, germs, and viruses get trapped in your nose. Now there's a simple, easy, and effective way to clean your nose and protect your health. It's called Navage. Navage, available at Navage.com.
Can I tell you about Invite Health? You know, if you go to invitehealth.com, and I can give you the number, 800-673-2345, 800-673-2345, find out why they are the leader at Invite Health in a personalized approach to health. You could check out the super premium nutritional supplements, podcasts, radio shows, free nutritional consultations. You get 10% off your order if you use the code 970 at invitehealth.com. And again, you can call 800-673-2345, but we invite you to listen to Invite Health at radio. It's right with Amanda Williams right here on AM 970, The Answer. And it's a great show because it has a variety of topics, a variety of expert guests, but it talks about wellness. And that to me is the key, wellness. And Dr. Williams, Amanda, is the scientific director of all of Invite Health. So she knows what she's talking about. So in the meantime, you go to invitehealth.com. You can call 800-673-2345. Use the code 970. Get 10% off your order at invitehealth.com. But don't miss Invite Health Radio with Amanda Williams on AM 970, The Answer, every Monday through Friday at 12 noon.
Right now, police are stepping up patrols to make sure drivers and pedestrians obey our crosswalk laws. Why? Because every year in New York, people are injured or killed just crossing the street. So remember, pedestrians, obey traffic signals and use crosswalks. And drivers, yield to pedestrians in crosswalks. If you don't, we will educate you on the law. And you may get a ticket, because tickets get attention, and that saves lives. A message from the Governor's Traffic Safety Committee.
Craving that signature Sunday sauce? Michael's of Brooklyn will make your place a must. Join Michael's of Brooklyn Sauce of the Month Club. Receive a different jar of Michael's of Brooklyn pasta sauce, homemade pasta and biscotti each month for 6 months. Make your home the place to be with Michael's of Brooklyn signature fresh marinara right in your home. Visit michaelsofbrooklyn.com and order online. That's michaelsofbrooklyn.com. Michael's of Brooklyn, serving the community since 1964.
All right, let me tell you about Dottie Herman, if I can, vice chair of Douglas Elliman. She gives you the inside track to what is hot in real estate, staying one step ahead in today's seller market. You know, you don't know what's going on. Dottie knows. She gives her tips on this great show. It's called Eye on Real Estate. You hear everybody talking about it. Mike Gallagher talks about it. You hear us telling you about Dottie Herman and Eye on Real Estate, because it is a show from a gal that knows real estate better than anyone. She's the vice chair of Douglas Elliman. And on Saturday mornings at 10 o'clock, when you're about to go out and you're about to check out the rentals, you're trying to flip a property, Do you get the big apartment? Do you get the business? We were talking about this last night at dinner. We're talking about the real estate in New York. No one knows what to do. Do you go in? Do you stay in New York? Do you re-up on your lease? Dottie Herman has all the information that you want. Whether you want to become a real estate agent or work within the business, there's no better person to learn from than Dottie Herman. She is the ultimate expert, and everyone acknowledges that. Dottie Herman, vice chair of Douglas Elliman. Eye on Real Estate. It's Saturday mornings at 10 o'clock in the morning. A must listen on AM 970, The Answer.
The Relief Factor Pain-Free Studio. Say goodbye to pain and hello to relief with Relief Factor today.
Tweet us on Twitter. Like us on Facebook. We're everywhere. AM970, theanswer.com.
Joe on the radio, Hillary Kramer is one of Wall Street's most successful equity analysts and investment managers. Kind enough to join us this morning. Hillary, welcome back to the show. Great to have you with us always.
Oh, I love being on your show, Joe, and I love your energy and everything. Oh. Everything, and the fact that you listen to my stock picks and you're helping people make money by paying attention and saying, Hillary, listen to Hillary.
Well, you're the only one. You're the only one with enough courage to step up and go, this is the way you buy. Here's what you can buy. No one said, they all dance around it. And Hillary, you get right to the heart of the matter. But let me go here, if I may, first, Hillary Kramer. The Walt Disney Company, has it been harmed? Has its brand been harmed by appealing to this all this wokeness that's out there now?
The Disney company has been harmed, and its market cap, its stock price has been harmed. In fact, the stock, when I actually first said buy, end of December, we were talking about it. It was $84. Disney is now $105, but it really can go back to over $200 a share, and the dividend is coming back. The political landscape was so bad. And now just recently, Governor DeSantis took over the zone. Disney ran its own entity. It ran itself like a state. Now DeSantis has put the leash on and said, this is no longer going to be the Reedy Creek zone that you run. We're going to pick the board. Okay, so that is going to probably help taxpayers, you know, in the sense that Disney will probably be paying more taxes and putting more into the state of Florida in order to get approvals. But we have to realize that Bob Iger is back. How often does a CEO who is an excellent CEO and actually truly retired, like retired, I'm going to go fishing, came back full time, not as like interim. He is back and he is stronger than ever. And the earnings of Disney are so strong. Wow. They came out last week and just like shocked the street. I mean, you might not think it's a big jump, but everyone was expecting $1 billion in net income, and it was 1.28 billion, almost 1.3 billion, like 30% higher than expected. Also, you know, one of the big concerns was that Disney was going to lose a lot of its subscribers because they raised their prices, like all of the subscription services did. And so every analyst on Wall Street, when they averaged it out, said there's going to be over 3 million subscribers that will have left and disconnected their Disney Plus service. And there were only 2.4 million that left. Not 3 million, 2.4 million. The parks. So basically, the wokeness, as we put it, it has been horrible. And you know, it's also bad because it hits on every level. Now there's union issues down at Disney. There's potential for strikes to take place. There was a meeting of trying to unionize Disney. Disney had a $7 million 100th anniversary on January 27th. Oh, a lot of sevens. And at the same time, you know, laid off 7,000 people on that day that they spent the $7 million. Okay, but it's going to come back. It will come back. You know, it's amazing. A lot of people don't realize that. To think that ESPN is actually Disney, right? Like we call ESPN. Disney has really been able to keep the Disney brand out of the ESPN, and ESPN is just hitting gold. It is phenomenal what it has done. Matter of fact, you have to give a hand to it. Talk about innovativeness. When the pandemic hit and there was no sports and no programming and nothing for ESPN, they went to their vault and they found the Michael Jordan series. Do you remember that? The very beginning of the pandemic?
Wow.
And everyone watched and it kept running over and over and it became this sort of obsession. But you really want to buy, even with the labor pains and those political values and the, you know, don't say gay. And I mean, all of that, you know, even with those political values, which have run very, very deep, you want to buy Disney stock.
Look at this. You know, it's
I'm telling you, it's going to be 200. Okay,
wow.
I mean, it will be
Disney,
and it's been there before.
They did. They fired 7,000 employees. Yet they spent millions on that Super Bowl advertisement commemorating the 100 years of Disney. But let me ask you this, if I may, Hillary Kramer. Disney was targeted by corporate raider Saul Steinberg in the 1980s before a regime change in which Walt's son-in-law Ron Miller was ousted as CEO. That's when Eisner was brought in. Could the same thing, that kind of thing, happen again, do you think?
Well, it actually, what a great question, because Joe, we just recently had someone, Dan Loeb, who's one of those activists, very similar to the 1980s, saying, break it apart, break Disney apart, have ESPN be separate, the theme parks and experiences separate, and spin them out. So there's three different shares of stock that you would have instead of just Disney stock, DIS, you know, you'd have ESPN stock. And this is just what happened. He wanted a seat on the board, and others got into it as well. It was really actually a whole cadre of them. And Disney does not need Wall Street to get in its way. They need Bob Iger to keep doing what he's doing.
Wow.
You know, and also Disney has two Super Bowls in the next 10 years, and that's a really big deal. No, they're going to come back. There's one other last important point is that while Marvel keeps like putting out movies, like big blockbuster movies into the theaters, like there hasn't been enough content for Star Wars, right? They've just put out these shows, and think about how lean it is. There was all that excitement about Mandalorian. Okay, so I think I've gone on enough, but basically, you know, you think the ship has holes in it, the sails, you know, are, you know, all torn and tattered, and they are in a storm, but every storm lies down, as we say here in the Jersey Shore.
Yeah, my goodness gracious. Hey, Hillary, we appreciate it. Thanks for that. We'll get in there. And real quickly, you got one other, let's go one other stock tip. Can we lean on you for that this morning before we go?
What are you thinking? Okay, Mobileye, MBLY. We started 3 weeks ago recommending it on the show I do with Kevin on Monday night.
Kevin McCullough, sure.
Okay.
Sure.
It is now $45, but is going to $100. It is an IPO from Intel, an Israeli company, and it is automated driving. And it's Mobileye, MBLY, spun off at the worst time. Everyone, you want to make money? Buy Mobileye. Even though it has doubled, it's going to double again from here and very quickly. They have the technology.
We love it. Hillary, thank you. Love you for coming on. Appreciate it so very, very much. Have a great weekend. Please come back soon always, okay?
Will do. Great weekend to you.
You too. Thanks. Hillary Kramer right there. Joe on the radio, 851. Susie Cerrone is in for Debbie Duhame on AM 970. The Answer.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer.
We have light rain and it's 56 degrees in the city. What's going on? We have the answer. Checking traffic. Alternate side is in effect. The stall truck on the Deegan northbound at Yankee Stadium is gone. Now there's an accident on the west side, northbound at the George. We had one earlier southbound this morning. That is gone. Inbound George, Lincoln, or Holland, 5 minutes apiece heading into the city. Accident on the Belt Parkway westbound at Knapp Street. Crash on the BQE southbound at the LIE in the right lane. Crash on the LIE eastbound at the Clearview has one lane out. Good shape now in New Jersey. The Hutch saga continues. Hutch northbound of Mamaroneck Road, right lane out with that truck hitting the overpass. Heavy delays with that. And a New Rochelle crash on the New England Thruway northbound by North Avenue. That has your left lane blocked. And this total traffic and weather report is sponsored by Route 22 Toyota Service Department. If you're tired of dealing with dummies, experience the smart way to service your Toyota.
Mike Lindell and MyPillow are launching the new MyPillow 2.0 with a special buy one, get one free offer. The MyPillow 2.0 offers a brand new temperature regulating technology that keeps you comfortable throughout the night. The new fabric dissipates heat and humidity to create a cooling sensation to maintain a cooler surface temperature. MyPillow knows core body temperature plays a big role in how well you sleep. The new fabric technology helps regulate your body temperature throughout the night by creating a lower surface temperature for a more restful night's sleep. Machine washable and dryable with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee, and made in the USA. Just go to the radio listeners page at MyPillow.com, use the promo code AM970, or call 800-651-0798, 800-651-0798. Don't miss this incredible opportunity to buy one, get one free on the new MyPillow 2.0, 800-651-0798.
I've been in show business my entire life. I know when someone's an actor or an actress. And I'd hear Balance of Nature being advertised, and I just thought, these are real people out there. And they seem to just be really telling the truth about this product that they love. So I started using Balance of Nature, and immediately I started seeing results. And I went, oh my gosh, this works. I literally called up the founder, and I said, I've never done this before in my life. I want to tell people about Balance of Nature. I want it to do for them what it's done for me.
Join Kathy Lee Gifford and thousands of people worldwide on a journey to better health. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com to get 35% off your first preferred order. That's 1-800-246-8751. Go to balanceofnature.com or call 1-800-246-8751 and get this special offer by using discount code KLG.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or odyssey.com.
Hey, Joe on the radio telling you about New York Cruises. The Atlantis is such a cool-looking yacht. It's a multi-level yacht from New York Cruises. Captain Fred and his staff are spectacular. You will love that. You will love New York Cruises. And how about maybe get married out there with gorgeous 360-degree views of New York City, of the skyline, right? The Atlantis Yacht of New York Cruises. It's the premier unique wedding venue. They have a dedicated staff of experienced hospitality professionals who can provide you with a wedding cruise event planning services every step of the way. Now, your guests will be wined and dined on the main deck, on the sky deck. How about the lounge deck? With those 360-degree views of the Manhattan skyline, the wedding coordinator and special events planners will leave no stone unturned during your wedding planning process. You know, the Atlantis of New York Cruises is the perfect venue for corporate events. That's where we go with our corporate events, are at the radio station and at WMCA. Weddings, engagement, anniversary parties, reunions, retirement parties, bar mitzvah, bat mitzvahs, birthday, you name it. You want an unforgettable event? You got to call New York Cruises, 212-633-1231, 212-633-1231, or visit, please, newyorkcruises.com.
Breaking news and local news. Find it on our website, am970theanswer.com.
Jeff Nordine's at the Weather Answer Desk. Jeff, how we doing today, my friend?
We are doing a little bit wet. I guess that's fine. We're doing fine, but we're wet. There. I my brain was not going with me on that one, Joe.
We love the rain. We love the rain. But how long will the rain stay with us, do you think, Jeff?
Looks like it's going to be through the afternoon before it completely tapers off. And looks like by just afternoon is when we should be dry. But there could be some leftover rain that's lighter in the later part of the afternoon and evening before it's completely gone. Temperature is going to be 62, low tonight, chilly at 27, and then 44 to 50 for the highs over the weekend. Plenty of sunshine tomorrow, and then a partly cloudy day on Sunday. Those days, Joe, get on your bike, as always.
Yeah, I'm going to do that. Thank you, Jeff. Appreciate it very much. Jeff Nordine right there at the Weather Answer Desk. Hey, I'm a pluviophile, so I appreciate the rain. What can I tell you? Greg Jarrett, legal and political analyst for Fox News, will join us. And we're going to talk about this Georgia grand jury report on Donald Trump indicating possible perjury from one of the witnesses. So we'll see about that. You can't make this stuff up, I'm telling you. Mark Morgan is former acting commissioner of U.S. Customs and Border Protection. Apparently, we have a lot of Chinese communist nationals coming into the country. Oh, what a surprise. We're coming right back.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.